Mor said again, the Gavro, Agava Karomis, there's no kasha, there's a kasha for one tana, another tana. Rashi, and one amira. Rashi says, Rav Chizah, Rav Yudah. Now the Mor says, Nadoi Amr, they said, that Afilu Echroi me mona shocher, even if one aide said that we saw the money was old money that he lent, the Echromer and the second aide said, mona loven, that it was new money that was lent, Mitztarfin, two edim, these two edechos to be an edim, even though they're like machish one another in the bedikus. So the verse says, Kivan, who does not do it? Go like? So Bishul ben Kocha, goes like Bishul ben Kocha that says, two edim can say edis even though they saw the mice separately. But the verse still asks, Eimu dishamad of Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha, when do we hear what he said, the two edim to say separately? Maybe that's only Hecha the Lekva Machshir Hadadi, where they did not disagree, they did not, you know, contradict one another. But Hecha the Komachshir Hadadi, where they contradict one another, Mi Yomar, who said Yeshua ben Kocha said the edis is good? And here there be Machash in the group of the Alvor, whether it was good money, old money, or new money. So Mer says, Elu rather, who is Nadoi go like? Elu who di Yomar ki ay Tana? Nadoi goes with this Tana. The Tana we learned, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Lenech leku beishamer beifilol. Beishamer beifilol do not argue, Al shtei ki ti edim, if you have two separate pair of edim. There's four edim. Shachas Omer is one pair, say, Mosayim, that the loan was $200. The achas oimeres mona, and the second pair said the loan was only $100. Sheesh bechlal mosayim mona, that for sure he owes $100. Like they're both agreeing to $100, they have to pay. Here there's no machlekes. Like we'll soon see, aman nechaku. Where is the machlekes by shamim beisilu? Al kas achas. When you have one pair of edim, and each one of the edim are saying differently. She by shamim yermim nechaku edosim. Like if one aid says he knows the loan was $200, and the second aide says, no, the loan was only $100, that's no good, because there's a achosha, there's contradiction between the aide and themselves, that's not called an aidus. And on this, even on this, Ubaisil Lem Rasul says, yes, Yesh Bechlam Masayim Mona, that it's called, we have to aid him, that he owes at least $100. Because the one that's saying he owes $200, he's also admitting that he owes $100. That's called Yesh Bechlam Masayim Mona. And Rashi says, Shneim Midim Amona, therefore it's called greatest. And the same thing, one aid said, you lent, you borrowed a barrel of wine, and one said that you borrowed a barrel of olive oil. So the Gemara said, there was a case like this, the Yosla came to Ravami, they came in front of Ravami, Chayvu Ravami Lishlumei, Lechavita b'chamro. Ravami said, listen, you have to pay back a barrel of wine, migu chavita d'mashcha. In other words, because oil was more expensive. So at least you have to pay back a barrel of wine, like this much, both are b'maskim. So they were mechayiv the person to pay back a barrel of wine, since there are two edim that he owes them at least a barrel of wine, even though the second aid said it was a barrel of oil. So Mor says, who does this go like? Command of Shimon ben Elazar, goes like a Shimon ben Elazar. So even though that there's one pair of edim, and each one is saying differently, still he could put the two together. The Mor says, no, maybe, Eim of the Yom Reb Shimon, when does he say it? Hecha di yesh bechlam masayimona. Only in the case before where Bishilu said, true, you only have two edim, one is saying the loan was 200, and the other is saying the loan was 100, but over there, even the one that's saying 200, like agrees that the loan was at least $100. So you have both saying directly that the loan was at least $100. But ki haigatnu miyomar, but over here, l'chura, one is saying he borrowed a barrel of wine, and one is saying he borrowed a barrel of oil. They're two separate edus completely. Maybe you can't put the two together. So Mor says, true, that's a good svara. So therefore, l'tzrichin, what we're talking about over here, l'dmei, that the value of the barrel. In other words, one eight said you owe the value of a barrel of wine. Let's say it's $100. The other one says, no, you only owe the value of a barrel of oil, which was $80. So it comes out, you have two edim here saying that for sure you owe at least $80. Therefore, $80 you have to pay. The other one says, what's going to be? Echadayme b'dyuta helyoyna, v'echadayme b'dyuta tachtoyna. What's going to be the halacha? So Rashi says, like one says that the loan took place, b'dyuta helyoyna, on the attic, upstairs. And one said, the other eight said, no, the loan took place on the bottom floor. So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Maisa Bol of Nei Rebbe, Vitzirah Fabistin, instead of the good Aedis. Rashi says, Kavishur Ben Korcho. Why? Because the Tavayim, Mona Mechaivi, both are saying, we saw a loan of $100. Even though they're being machis, are contradicting themselves in the Vedikas, exactly where it happened, still we hold that Shib Yudra, the Vedina Mamnis, at least even though they contradict themselves, still the Aedis is considered good Aedis. Now, Uminayin Likashiyetze, the Mishnah says, when they go out, how do you know that the Dayanim cannot tell them, I was Mechayiv you, I was Mezaki you, and the other two did the opposite? So tell me about it, not like this. Minayin, how do we know, like a Shiyotze, when the Dayanim come out from the Psak Bezdin, Lo Yoyma, they should not say to the Bali Dvorim, Hareni Mezaki, I was really going to say that you're Potter. But the Chaveri Mechayivim, the other two Dayanim, they said Yechayiv. Therefore, when I asked her, what can I do? Shechaveri Rabbi Olai, that the other two is a majority, and therefore I had to be brought to them. You're not allowed to do this. Why? Talmudama, the Pasuk says, Le'selech Rocha B'Yamecho. You should not go stam saying over things to other people. I'm afraid here, like you're saying something weird about the other two Dayanim. V'yem, another Pasuk says, Herlech Rochel Megalosoid. What's called the Herlech Rochel? Somebody goes around and, uncovers hidden things. Now they go around and uncover hidden things. Like you should not reveal a secret. Tomorrow says, Haru Talmud, there was a Talmud, the Norfolk Galay Kola de Gali Musa. A rumor went about him that he would reveal secrets. The Itma Bay Medrasha that was said in the base of Medrash. So that one was both Sir Esra and the Tatin Shon after 22 years, after Avami Bay Medrasha. Ravami threw him out of the base of Medrash. Omri said, Dane, this person, Gali Raziyah, he's a person that's uncovering, revealing secrets, we have to throw him out of the base of Medrash. So it's a good kasha, why do you have to wait for 22 years? Rashi just says, Bos Esther Matat and Shonin, Deepa Ve Medrash Afke Yitamido, Ve Deba Loshin Harahoya, like he was saying Loshin Hara. So finally, after 22 years, he threw him out of the base of Medrash. Now the Mishnah says, Kol Zaman Shemevi Raya Seisur Asadin. Like, even after Bezdin gave the Psak Din, if the one that's Chayiv says later, you should know, Bezdin, I have Eidim, I have proofs that I'm still right. So Lachar is, Seisur Asadin, if he brings his proof, he's supposed to be Seisur, go over his Din and take away the Chayiv. Rashi says, Kol Zaman Shemevi Raya Abol Bezdin Vlehoye Shtaz Chusa Biyodai. He didn't have any raya at the time, and he went out of Bezdin Chayiv, and afterwards he comes with a shtas chusoy. So Soisuzin Bezdin Soisu Ladino Shaposko Mechayiv Neshekanegdoi. Yeah. Now, what's going to be? Oma Loi Kol Raya Sheish Lecho Havei Mikanas Loishim Yoyim. Let's say Bezdin tells the Baldova right now, listen, any type of a proof that you have to win, bring it within the next 30 days. So Motzav B'Tov Shloishim Yoyim Soisu. If the person finds the proof within 30 days, very good. The Bezdin will retract the psak. But the Yachas Shloishim Yoyim ain't a Seisur. If the first comes with his chustim, with his proofs, after 30 days is too late, Bezdin gave him a time limit. He lost his right to retract the psak. On this, Amar Shimon Gamliel, what kind of svar is this? Ma Yasa, what do you want from the person? What should we do? Zesh le motzav tzev shloishim, or motzav yachas shloishim. He did not find the proof to win within the first 30 days. He first found it after 30 days. So what do you want from him? Why should he lose out? And that's taka the locha. So if he first finds his chus after 30 days, he can still bring it. Or maloi hovi edim. They told him, listen, bring edim. Bezdin told the Baldova, bring edim, bring a proof if you want to win. The Yomer, he answered back and said, listen, ain li yedim. He said, clearly I do not have. Or else, Omar Havi Raya, Bezdin says, go and bring a proof. The Yomer, he answered back, ain li Raya, I have no proof. Now, will Yachaz Man Havi Raya, later when he comes and brings a proof. It means nothing. Since he first said he does not have, here we do not leave him later when he comes with his chusim. And on this, Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel, my Yatsa, no, what can we do? At the beginning he did not know there are Edim to his side. And later on he first found Edim, why can't he use them? He did not know that he has a proof. Later he found the proof. Why shouldn't he be able to use it? Here we do not pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel over here. Since he first said he does not have any proof, So therefore, it's bottle. He has no right. Now, Rashi says, Sherei Omer Ein Loi, because at the beginning he said he doesn't have, and therefore, Bechashin and Shem Mezaifa Yasachar Eidim, maybe forged a star, or maybe hired Eidim, therefore, Paskin here does not help. What's going to be Rosh Shem Eschayiv Bedin? The Baal Dov was there, and he sees Bezdin is about to Paskin that is Chayiv. For him, and he says, Kirvu Plony Plony, let these two people that are here, standing here, come close. For Yiduni, let them say this for me. Or else he pulls out right now, as from under his clothing, he pulls out a shtar raya. Because here really he had the shtar raya before, but he did not bring it out. He's only bringing it out right now after he sees that he's come out losing in Bezdin. The locker is a razor in the klum. Here we say it's worth nothing. Because since he had the proof of the Edom here, why didn't he tell it to Bezdin before? So it must be there's a chash that really they're false, really it's no good. He's only bringing it up now when he sees he's going to lose anyway. Now he goes to bring it out. But before he didn't want to use it. See, there's a race, so we would not let him use these proofs or this Edom. So Gemara says like this. Omar Rabba Ba Rav Hunam Halacha Kerv Shimon Ben Gamliel. At least in the ratio, we pass him like Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel. Even though he had a time limit to bring it within 30 days, if he first finds it afterwards, it's okay. We do not pass him at Chachamim that they say if he brings his Rai after 30 days it's no good. So when it says Pshit, of course, since he said the Loch is like Hashem Gamliel, for that we know the Loch is not like Chachamim. So when it says no, Ma, the Tema, what I thought to say, Hani Milut Lechetchila. It's only Lechetchila that he's saying we do not pass him at Chachamim. Let's say the Bezdin, that since 30 days passed by, they did not want to change the Psak. They left the Psak the way they said before. Even though the Baal Dov brings Eidim, maybe it's okay. Kamashbon, that's the Chiddush no. The Yavid Madrinadle, that if the Bezdin acts that way, and the Baal Dov brings his proof, brings his Eidim after 30 days, Bezdin has to retract the Psak. That's the Chiddush here. We have to, like you're forced to pass the Hashem bring on you. But the second case, where they told him to bring all his proofs, and he said he doesn't have, and then he says later I found, so that's not the machlekes. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, we still believe him. And in this case, in the Sefer, Amar Rav Barafuna, Amar Rav Yechanan, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim, here we pass on like the Chachamim, that since he said he does not have any more proof, even the lady comes up with proof, we're afraid maybe it's lying. The Amar Rav Barafuna, Amar Rav Yechanan, Ein Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim Gamliel. Again, he said a double lashon, halacha kachachamim, and not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So what's the shita? Of course, kivun the yom halacha kedivrei chachamim. Since you said halacha like chachamim, memele yadin. From here, we hear clearly the ain halacha like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that we do not pass like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So what do you have to say both lashonis for? So Moses says, hokum ashman. This is what it's teaching us over here. Tebehi ain halacha like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Only in this case, in this safe for the Mishnah, we do not pass like him. But Habakul Halach Kashim Ben Gamliel, any other place that he says Halacha, we pass like him. That's the Chiddush. That's what Rabba Bar Rafuna holds. And Urafuke Mehai, it's not like what Rabba Bar Bachona says. The Yom Rabba Bar Bachona, Om Rabbi Yechanon, that Komokim Shoshana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel B'Mishnah Seinu. Anytime we have a Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah, Yishna Halacha Kamaisa, we always paskin like him, but Chutz excluding three places. Me'orev, a case of Norvin get Poshut, Vetzidon, Tzgmor and Gittin, Parayach Reina. But he holds in these three places we do not paskin like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. However, Rabbi Barafun is saying, no, it's only in one place, this one place we do not paskin like him. But all other places, we do paskin like Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. Another one says, who you knew, there was a kid. The Tavina Ladino, they brought him for Psak Din. In other words, somebody said, your father owes us money. Kaimad Rav Nachman. Omolais, Rav Nachman asked the kids, Isla Chasada, do you have any proof that you did not owe him money? Or Malay Lloyd, we don't have. Isla Chariah, do you have any proof? Or Aidim, you have Aidim, do you have any proof? Or Malay Lloyd, I don't have. So Chayav Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman was Mechayav them to pay. Mustam, the other one had a star. So, Hevi Kabochi, they started to cry the kids. The Ozel, and they went away. Ishamu Hanachinchi, people heard them crying. Amru, they said, listen, Amrulay, Ananya Dina Bemino Diogoch, we know what happened with your father, and we can be aiding that your father really paid up already. Amru of Nachman, which of Nachman said, in such a case, Poho, in this type of a case, Afilu Rabbonim Moide, even Rabbonim would agree in this case. Tiyanuka Bemino Diavua Loyadi, that a kid in his father's, money does not know what's flying there. So therefore, even though they first cannot bring any proof, that means nothing. If later they find Edim, everybody will agree, here the Edis is good, and Bezdin has to retract the Psak. Moshe says, no, he is to say there was a lady, the Nofik Shtar Metusi Yodei. She was like a Shlish, she was holding on to somebody else's Shtar. In other words, there was a Malver and a Leiva, Reuven lent money to Shimon, and the Shtar, Reuven gave over to a lady to watch, gave over to a third person to watch it for him. So Omrule, she said like this, Yodane Baishtar the Priya, I know that this shtar was paid up. So Priya heavy was paid up. So Mora says, Hemni Rav Nachman, Nachman believed her. Even though the Malvis says no, it was not paid up and it's a good shtar, still Rav Nachman believed the Shlish. Omrule Rav Nachman, Rav says Rav Nachman, come on, who do you go like? The Churik Rebbe, you want to go like Rebbe. The Omer that he says, Oisios Niknus the Mesira, if you have a shtar, that's called Oisios. If you give it over to somebody that's giving it over, that's a kinyan. So therefore here, when the Malva gave over the shtar to the third person, to this lady, it's like she owns the shtar, and therefore she's like a bailim, she's never to say it was paid up. So who you only going like Rebbe? Or Malay, Rav Nachman said back, no. Shani Yonka, here it's different. The boy Kalsis, even though she's not kind of the shtar, even though she doesn't really own it, but she has a migul. If she wanted a law, she could have burnt up the shtar. Now that she did not burn it up and just said it was paid up, we believe her. That's Rav Nachman's Torah. Ikad the army, some say the case was Lohim Nu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman did not believe her. Omale Rav Nachman, son, this pshat, Rav said Rav Nachman, why? For Iboyi Kalfe, if she wanted to, she could have burnt up the shtar.